Hey, if you guys like to cook outdoors, and you oughta, you should check out the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle. So this is a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned with food-safe oils and ready to cook on right out of the box. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge, reaching all the way up to 500 degrees. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume.
All right, guys, if you remember when September started, I couldn't believe that we were finally in the NFL season. But we're deep into it now. It's been going, and it's been up, it's been down. But as always, football's been fun. And with the DraftKings Sportsbook, you never have to miss out on any of the action. So you can bet on all of your favorite teams and cash in every single week. So you're always in the game. All you got to do is bet $5 or more and get $150 in bonus bets instantly at the DraftKings Sportsbook by making any pregame wager of $5 or more to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Get in on the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook right now. Download the app. Use the promo code DCTV. Bet $5 or more and get $150 in bonus bets instantly at the DraftKings Sportsbook. It's an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And I'm so happy to be partnering up with them. And the crown is yours right now. Let's go. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. And if you're in New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit vcpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, licensee partner Golden Nugget, Lake Charles. Age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms for eligibility. Terms and responsible gaming resources.
Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms.
Daniel!
Alright, guys. So we just wrapped from Austin. UFC Austin once again has delivered. This town has been so good to the UFC. And the fans are great. The fights have been great. And tonight was no different. It was a fantastic night of fights. The prelims, honestly, were some of the greatest prelims I have ever seen since I've been involved with the UFC. We had slams. We had knockouts. We had submissions. I mean, so many great things happened from the Moody Center in Austin, Texas. But it's not even just the fight nights that are great here. It's the entire energy of the entire city. The fights tonight were for a great cause, cancer research, the Stuart Scott Fight Like Hell Fight Night, which happens every year at the end of the year on ESPN, was amazing. Guys, let's start with the main event. Arman Tsarukyan if Charles Oliveira wasn't fighting for the belt right now, he would have a case for a championship opportunity. And tonight he fought Beneil Dariush. Look, all week, Beneil Dariush spoke about nobody wanting to fight Armin Tsarukyan. Well, tonight was why. That was why. What happened tonight showed you why nobody wants to fight this guy. The guy is powerful. He's got great cardio. He can wrestle. He can grapple. He really can do everything. And he fought Beneil Dariush, the one guy that stepped up, and he finished him in less than a minute. You know, when you're a young challenger and you want to make an impression, when you get an opportunity, you have to make your mark. That's exactly what Tsarukyan did tonight. Look, him and Islam fought a long time ago. Islam is a completely different fighter today, and so is Armin. They are not the same guys. They aren't the two young guys we saw fight back in Russia back in the day. They're both absolute savages. And again, Charles Oliveira is next. But if it wasn't him, Tsarukyan would have a case. And Tsarukyan said, look, I want a title fight next. But if it's not that, then give me somebody else. And then give me somebody else again. And then give me somebody else again. As Michael Bisping is in the back. And if they do, Armin Tsarukyan, it seems to be primed and ready to step up to the challenge. The dude's special. He's very special. And the thing about it is he respects Islam. It's not like these guys have bad blood or anything. It's all respect. But this guy, as a competitor, wants an opportunity to fight the best fighter in the world. He said, Islam is a next level fighter. But he goes, I am a next level fighter also. And honestly, when you put performances like that, it's hard to argue it. So whatever happens next for Armin Tsarukyan, I'm all in on it. The co-main event saw Bobby Green take on Jalen Turner. Jalen Turner is, or was, taking his fight on very short notice, worried that he wouldn't even make the weight. Him and Bobby are from the same place. There was no bad blood, but you could tell that there was some competitive tension, right? Jalen Turner comes in, does this thing, fights the perfect fight. Hits Bobby Green with a right hand behind the ear, drops him. Bobby falls face down. Guys, I have said time and time again, when someone falls face down, there's no need to count in boxing, and there is no need for follow-up shots. For some reason, the referee just doesn't want to stop the fight. I mean, Bobby is laying flat on his belly, getting just hit over and over and over until eventually, mercifully, the referee stops the fight. I thought it was the worst stoppage in UFC history. The concern on the face of everyone sitting octagon side was crazy. People were like, I saw a little girl next to the octagon turn away. She turned away, not a little girl. She's a teenager, late 19, 20. She turns away because she can't watch what's going on in the octagon. That's how bad it was. I don't know who the ref was in that fight. It's a guy that we know, though. Who was the ref in that fight? Bobby Green fight.
Larry Landless.
So who was it?
I don't know.
It was a guy that we know, though. Yeah, it's one of the ones we know. It's one of the very well-known officials. And he made a bad mistake. It was terrible. And there is no reason for a guy to take that amount of damage after the fight is over, and it's very clear that the fight is over. Sean Brady pitched an absolute shutout.
Thank you.
I couldn't have imagined that he would fight that good. I'm telling you guys, the last time I saw a dominant performance like that with the grappling, it was mine. It was when I fought Dan Henderson. It was like everything that Kelvin Gastelum was going to do, it's like Sean Brady knew and was a step ahead of him. Everything he did, he was a step ahead of him. It was an amazing performance for a kid that people are starting to question because of the way he lost to Bilal Muhammad. They said he wasn't very good, but this guy's 15-1 now. He was 15-0. And people were saying, well, this guy's not that good. I don't know if that was to knock Bilal or if they really believed that this kid wasn't that good. But tonight he showed. I was so impressed. I'm sitting next to the octagon talking to Bisping, and I'm like, dude, I don't think people recognize what they are witnessing in this performance by Sean Brady.
We got two slam knockouts tonight. Cody Brundage slams Reese, puts him out. He lands a couple follow-up shots, which I don't think was necessary. Reese was already done. Put him, boom, out of the armbar, put him out. Nuts. It never happens. Slam knockouts don't happen. We got two tonight. Two. I mean, they didn't change the octagon floor. I mean, are people just stronger? You know? But, I mean, we could feel it from the very start of the night. It was going to be special. But then Jakar Close and Joe Selecki. Joe Selecki gets an early takedown. Jakar Close picks him up, slams him on the side of his head. Bang! And puts him out. Hey, when Jessica Andrade did it to Rose Namajunas, it was more coming straight down. Jakar Close took him, slammed him on the side of his head to the point that he did not even have to follow up at all. At all. We don't see those types of knockouts, and we got two tonight. That's when you knew, I mean, even from when Jared Gooden beat Wellington Turman, that comeback, you knew we were in store for a very exciting night tonight from Austin. Eight finishes, 12 fights. Very, very few decisions. Anytime you can say that, you know that it's a great night. Austin, Texas has been fantastic. A great night of fights and some true standout performances.
Ready, set, griddle this grilling season. Get the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned with food-safe oils and ready to cook on right out of the box. With no use of coatings, you can use metal tools to flip, press, and scrape without worry. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. Everything rusts and nobody talks about it because they couldn't fix it until now. With Weber's new rust-resistant technology, your Weber will last for years. When used, our carbon steel griddle hardens and bonds the surface, reducing the ability for moisture to collect and rust to form. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees. With the Weber Works Prep, Cook, and Store system, you can keep cooking and cleaning supplies handy, carry food and condiments from kitchen to the griddle, and even convert the side table into a prep station. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle.
Juan Gabriel.
Juanquis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Karol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royalty.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Thurda Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hats off to everybody that got their hand raised, but special hats off to Sarukian for that big knockout of Darius, Jalen Turner for overcoming. He had a lot of doubts. Hey, Davison Figueiredo going up to 135 and beating Rob Font in his first fight. Good job, champ. He looks fresh. He looks like his chin is better. Everything about Davison Figueiredo seems better at 135 right now. Sean Brady, great job, kid. Dustin Stoltzfus, back against the wall, got it done against Puna Soriano. Misha Tate, getting the finish People said retire Misha. People aren't calling for her to retire anymore. The two slam KOs, Jared Gooden, unbelievable. What a night. I mean, Bellotto and Poltieria too. What a comeback by Bellotto. He was done. Done. Comes back and gets a finish. Unbelievable night, man. Unbelievable night. I always say it, but as we wrap 2023, I'll say it again. I got the best job in the world, and I am so blessed that I get to do this for you over the course of a whole day and give you guys these videos to end the night. So again, from Octagon Side, it's your boy, and I appreciate you guys for the love and support. Until next time, like, subscribe, tell your friends to tell their friends that DC's got a YouTube channel, and I'm giving you all the exclusive access. Till next time, peace.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Karol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.